wheat farmers trying to stay optimistic. Welcome and hello everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Tennessee's wheat harvest has now reached harvest stage, and combines are rolling all across the state trying to salvage what has been a difficult growing season for this crop.
When we had all of the rain in May, when it was pollinating and flowering and everything, that's what messed it all up. We had a very wet May, and so there's just a lot of head scab, and it's just the quality is not as good as we're, and we didn't have a real thick stand to start with, and so but it is what it is.
Kenneth Bracey of Robertson County could speak for a lot of Tennessee wheat producers as they are now focused on getting this year's crop harvested. The heavy rains in May, along with the wet weather last fall, have put a damper on the prospects for an average crop. According to the Tennessee Ag Statistics Service, production is expected to drop 42% from last year's crop.
The wheat was put out. It was everybody no-tilled their wheat, or they didn't get it sowed last fall, so it was sowed in wet ground to start with, so conditions wasn't good. But now wheat had started looking better, but wheat has never looked great this year.
In Gibson County, Pat Moore says the May flooding has had a negative impact on his yield and quality of his wheat crop.
You can tell where anywhere that water stood probably for a day or two, you know, the yield drops down drastically. It's cut way down, probably 75%, but the other, on the hill ground, the monitor will run up there, you know, to 70 bushels. So that, that we've cut so far averaged 57, and that, like I say, you can tell where water definitely stood, you know.
And thankfully, those West Tennessee railroads are back in operation to help move the wheat to market. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.